Hello and welcome to ACAPS Audio Reports. Today we will be discussing the implications of the US aid funding cuts in Sudan. Part 1: Crisis Impact Overview. The war between the Sudanese Armed Forces and Rapid Support Forces that began in April 2023 has left 30.4 million people in need, including 15.6 million children, and more than 12.8 million people displaced both internally and to neighboring countries. The war has affected essential services, especially healthcare, and caused an economic crisis marked by high inflation, disruptions in market supply, cash shortages, and destruction of livelihoods. People are in critical need of health, nutrition, wash, and protection services, including for children, gender-based violence, mine action, and education, with 17 million children out of school. By the 24th of December 2024, 26.4 million people were facing acute food insecurity, including over 630,000 facing catastrophe levels, 10 areas projected to be in famine, and the risk of famine identified in 17 additional locations. On the 20th of January 2025, the Trump administration ordered a global 90-day pause on U.S. foreign development assistance, including stop work orders for humanitarian aid. On the 28th of January, the administration issued a waiver for life-saving humanitarian assistance activities, including medicine, food, and shelter. The waiver's lack of clarity and the continued funding freeze have meant, however, that many critical and life-saving programs have been halted across Sudan, even those granted a waiver. While initially indicated as a pause, on the 10th of March, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio posted on X that 5,200 United States Agency for International Development global contracts would be officially cancelled and only 1,000 would continue. Since the SWOs came into effect, the humanitarian response in Sudan has been significantly affected. UN organizations, INGOs, national NGOs, and community responders, including initiatives such as emergency response rooms, have been forced to terminate staff, reduce hours, and cut essential and life-saving programs in the wake of the funding pause and subsequent cuts. In 2024, the U.S. was Sudan's largest humanitarian donor, providing nearly 44% of all humanitarian funding, including for food security, nutrition, multi-sector response, health, and wash. For 2025, USAID had already committed $125.6 million US dollars, amounting to 44% of funding received by the 11th of March. Beyond the numbers, USAID was also one of the more flexible humanitarian funders, facilitating essential administrative and support costs and providing vital cash programs for community responders in areas more difficult to access. Part 2: Key Messages. 1. By the 13th of March, there was still no comprehensive picture of the impact of the SWOs and subsequent cuts on humanitarian programs, the number of people affected, or specific geographic needs. Initial reports indicate a dire situation, however, and there is already a reduction reported in the number of people humanitarian assistance is reaching. The dynamic nature of the situation and overall confusion mean it will take time to understand the full scale of the immediate and longer-term impacts of the SWOs and any subsequent cuts. 2. Given the scale of U.S. funding, USAID's contributions are essential to the humanitarian response in Sudan, as the war, access issues, economy, and natural hazards remain the main drivers of humanitarian needs. The SWOs and subsequent cuts have already disrupted life-saving interventions and will worsen the coverage, scale, and intensity of needs across all sectors, notably food security, health, nutrition, shelter, NFIs, and wash. New needs may emerge where preventative programs, such as vaccinations, protection, and community awareness programming, have halted. 3. The population groups already facing the highest needs will also be those most affected by these cuts, as access to assistance is further reduced. Such groups include women-headed households, people with disabilities, IDPs, refugees, people with chronic illnesses, pregnant and lactating women, and children under the age of 5. Across the country, people in communities with limited access to resources, a prevalence of cholera and high levels of food insecurity, and in conflict-affected areas that had been receiving life-saving aid are most at risk. 4. NGOs, local organizations, and community-based initiatives, such as ERRs, mutual aid groups, and civil society organizations, are likely the most affected types of responders, as they rely heavily on international funding and often lack a diverse donor base or the multi-donor support of INGOs. The S.W.O.'s impact on food response is concerning, with 900 of the 1,400 community kitchens, which serve an estimated 2 million people, shutting down as a result. The provision of cash response is also significantly affected, particularly in AJ Jazeera, Greater Darfur, and White Nile. 5. It is understood that a huge portion of U.S. funding was going to the Greater Darfur and Greater Kordofan regions, likely because of the high severity of needs there. This does not necessarily mean, however, that these will be the areas most affected by the cuts, as the impacts will be felt differently across all Sudanese states depending on the type of activities U.S. funding had been supporting, the presence of other donors, the access situation, the continuing humanitarian intervention, existing needs, and information gaps. To read the full version of this report, visit acaps.org. Follow us on X, LinkedIn, Instagram and Threads at ACAPS Project for regular updates. ACAPS, see the crisis, change the outcome.